Welcome to episode 485 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel, from supporting local economies to learning about new cultures. The experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Donna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy and George. George and his family took their first ever Christmas cruise and first ever Aruba cruise on Royal Caribbean's Odyssey of the Sea, and he's here tonight to tell us all about it. So let's get started. So tell us, what do you like about the Odyssey?
Honestly, not much.
Oh, no.
I will tell you, it's the second time I've been on... yeah, now I'm drawing a blank. It's on the Quantum class.
Yeah.
I was on Ovation of the Seas a couple of years ago, and it was okay. I thought maybe it was just me or the sailing, and we went on it again, and I just don't like that class of ships. I just find it's a little too big, but not big enough. Meaning it's a little too big for two banks of elevators. Because there's always a line at the elevators. Whereas if it was a little bit bigger, like an Oasis class, it would have three banks. I get that there's more people, but we just seem to always get stuck waiting for elevators. It was awful.
That's when you run up and down the stairs and get your workout for the day.
We did go downstairs quite a few times, but I only two decks up is my limit.
Yeah, I'll go three. I used to run up and down the stairs all the time, but yeah, I don't do that so much.
So we actually were on deck 12, which wasn't bad because the Windjammer and a lot of the other stuff was up on 14. So it was only two decks up. So we'd walk up the stairs for that. And then everything else was down, and going down's easy. So it really wasn't too bad, unless you were down and needed to go up, then you were stuck. Yeah.
Some of the restaurants, Serenity area on the Quantum class ships, because it's right up at the front and they've got the windscreens.
Yep. The Serenity area definitely is nice. I did happen to take a dip in those little tiered pools they have one afternoon. Mm-hmm. Killed some time in that. So yeah, Serenity area is definitely an A.
That's the adults only, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, always a plus, right?
But it's just weird when you're eating in some of the specialty restaurants and the seating kind of overflows out onto the deck. So people walking down basically the hall, it routes right through the restaurant. So they're walking through the Italian, they're walking through Chops, they're walking through Izumi. It's just really weird.
Is that like a promenade area or like a Central Park type place?
Yes. Or? So you have deck, I think it's deck 5 is the standard promenade, and then 6 is the one that overlooks it.
Right.
And that's where all the specialty restaurants are, all up there. The Bionic Bar's there. There's a couple other things up there too. But yeah, the way you walk through it, people, you're sitting there having dinner and people are walking right by your table. It's just weird.
So do you think it being a Christmas cruise had something to do with obviously that's a popular cruise. It might have been sold out even.
Pretty sure that it was, yeah.
Yeah.
So it was really busy. Yeah, I'm sure that definitely affected the elevators and some other stuff. And
I bet you had a lot of children on that cruise and they were going and hitting all the buttons in the elevators and slowing stuff down.
This is one of those new ships that you don't touch the buttons.
Oh,
they call them smart elevators.
The elevators. Oh, those
so
are
you kind of wave your hand in front of them. Well, the problem is if you actually walk in and you it's full and they shuffle you over to the corner and you don't have a shirt on and you have a bare arm, like a short sleeve shirt, all the buttons highlight.
Really?
So, yeah, all of a sudden you're stopping at 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 on your way to 9.
So you're like that kid that touched all the buttons. God.
Yeah, only I never touched them. There was a lot of times like that. All of a sudden the buttons are lighting up. Like, who's doing that?
Oh, yeah, it's perfectly fine if there's nobody on the ship and you're the only person in the elevator. But when you've got, 20 people trying to get on the same elevators at the same time, the smart elevators don't really do a good job.
Yep. I will agree there.
Interesting. I've only really done those at a resort or like a hotel.
They didn't have them on the Quantum.
Interesting.
So
that's like a new thing. I wonder if they, I mean, I haven't seen them on any of the Oasis class ships, so maybe they decided.
I've been on Ovation and they didn't have them. It was just Odyssey that did. So it's something really new.
Yeah. Cause Odyssey is a Quantum XL or Quantum Plus.
Is it?
Because it had the laser tag.
It is, but it's not permanent. It's just a blow up thing they do in the Sportsplex.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I thought the same thing, and I'm looking for the laser tag arena. And, oh, no, it's in the Sportplex. They take everything down and blow up these big dividers and blow fake smoke in. And I mean,
that is actually a great space, though, that they can do so much with.
Yeah.
I like that, repurposing the space.
Because you can have they have bumper cars in there. They've got, pickleball. They've got basketball. They've got volleyball. And then surrounding it, they've got all of the video games. So the Xbox.
Not anymore.
In there. Oh, not anymore.
No, they moved the Xbox station kind of down around the corner, and they added Playmaker Sports Bar around the edge.
Interesting.
Yeah. Did they do the... like the trapeze school thing on the ship?
Not that I remember seeing on the navigation. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine George doing a trapeze?
I mean, maybe one of his daughters wanted to.
No.
No? Okay.
No.
So tell us about your itinerary.
So it was kind of unique. So we sailed out of Fort Lauderdale on the 23rd. And then the 24th Christmas Eve and 25th Christmas Day, we're at sea.
Nice.
And then the day after, we stopped in our first port stop, which was Curacao. And it was like an 8 to 8 stop. So it was a full 12 hours. We were there a long time because we were only going from Curacao to Aruba the next day. And Aruba, I think, was 8 to 10 p.m. we were in port.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really close together, so you get really good solid amount of time.
And then after that, we were headed to Labadee with a sea day in between, so no problem there. Other than the first day, the seas were very calm. There was almost no motion. It was really nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What's Christmas and Christmas Eve like on your cruise?
So here's my one. I wouldn't call it a peeve, but it's one thing that struck me as odd. So they do have a special holiday dinner menu in the main dining room. Mm-hmm. You know, honey baked ham, roast turkey, the stuff
Christmas
you would normally.
Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Well, that's the thing. They served it on Christmas Eve, and I thought, okay, well, so maybe they're going to do it both days, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. No, Christmas Day they had the UK menu. So we're having fish and chips on Christmas Day, which I thought was just weird.
Huh. Interesting.
I don't know why you wouldn't do the holiday menu on just Christmas Day or both days. I mean, I love turkey. I would have had it twice. I just thought that was really strange.
Well, yeah, you would think that it would be the day after Christmas because isn't that Boxing Day?
Yeah, right.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah.
So you would think they would have the UK menu on the day after Christmas on the 26th.
Yep. Nope. I can't remember what it was that night, but yeah.
You know, I wonder if a lot of people do one of the, like the fine dining or the, you know, like something like that, like a specialty dining on Christmas Day.
So on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, the specialty dining is an extra special dining. So there's not only an upcharge, but there's a bigger upcharge to go to Chops or any of the other specialty places on those two nights.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. Now,
so did the menu change? Did they have something extra special in there?
Yep, they had something extra. I can't remember what it was. I think they had some of the holiday menus, but they had fancier desserts and some other things. We looked at it, and since I already had the 3-night dining package, like I'm already spent a lot on that. I'm not upgrading again. Because I knew they had the good menu in the main dining room that I was looking forward to. They just didn't do it on Christmas Day.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That is so funny. Okay, so it's you weird. Weren't here when we talked to Elizabeth about her Christmas cruise on the Disney Wish. But okay. One of the things that they talked about, her son Marcus joined us too, but they said that there were people who wore their Christmas pajamas all day long on Christmas Day, even like to dinner. Did people do that on your cruise?
Not that I noticed.
So it's a weird Disney thing. Okay.
I guess it's a Disney thing. I mean, all the staff had Santa hats on the whole day, which was, you know, was kind of cool. And, you know, of course, the ship's overly decorated for Christmas with trees and garland. And it
I love
really
Caribbean
nice.
Christmas. I love it.
Yeah. So, but nice. No, I can't think I saw anybody at PJ's all day on Christmas. Okay. No.
So that's a Disney. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Sure. I guess so. Yeah.
I digress.
So when you went to Curaçao and Aruba, because Labadee is actually Royal Caribbean's own island. Did yep. they have anything special going on for the holidays?
I don't remember seeing anything specific in town. We got picked up for Curaçao because we did a snorkeling excursion. So we got picked up right outside of the cruise port. There's a little Starbucks down the street. They met us there and they shuttled us over to the dive shop where they fitted us and all that stuff. One of the interesting things about Curaçao is because of the way the island is formed, it gets very deep, very fast. So almost all of your snorkeling and diving excursions are from shore. They're not from boat.
Yeah. Cool.
What's Scubaçao?
Scubaçao
is the name of the dive company that we did the excursion through. This is one where I booked third party. I didn't book it through Royal Caribbean. We wanted the sea turtle one. So it was basically the four of us and another couple who were staying in a resort on Curaçao. That was our whole group.
That's pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
When you have a small group,
six
like
people.
That.
Yep. We stopped at three different places to snorkel. The first one was there were turtles everywhere, which is really nice. And then a couple of the other places we stopped. I didn't get in the water the second or third one, but my two girls went with the guide, and she took them all around the outside of the cliffs. And it was the first time they've ever snorkeled, and they had a great time. So we'll definitely be doing something like that again and next time.
I love
it. Fantastic.
Yeah.
I feel like you want to be in the water when you're all the way down there in the Caribbean.
Well, Curaçao tends to be a little warmer. It's very, very, you know, temperate because it's right close to the equator. So,
yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I started off okay, but I had forgotten that goatees and dive masks don't generally work too well together.
No, you have to like take a handful of Vaseline and like goop it all over your face.
So the mask kept leaking, and then I got salt water in my eye and it started to burn, and then I couldn't see. I'm squinting and my eyes are tearing up, and
that's so why Jeff always shaves.
Yeah, I had forgotten all about that, but that would have been
I never
the
knew
idea.
That. Wow. That's
yes.
Funny.
Oh yeah,
hard to get.
I mean, I know how to clear my mask, but yeah, okay,
yeah. But we don't have as much hair on our on our upper lip, like most.
Thank goodness. Yeah.
So yeah, that was a great excursion. Well worth. I think it was like $85 a person too. It wasn't outrageously expensive.
That's awesome.
So yeah, definitely worth it.
Very nice. And what'd you do in Aruba?
Aruba, we were kind of torn about what to do. So we decided to do a historic walking tour, historic and cultural walking tour of downtown Aruba. So from the capital, we met with the guide. This was a Royal Caribbean thing. So there were probably 12, 13 people on our group. And
That's
we just walked
not
around.
Bad for a cruise.
No.
Excursion.
Yeah, considering what they can be. Yeah. So we walked around. It wasn't super hot. We stopped at a bunch of different buildings and he would explain the different things we were seeing. And we stopped in a church. We stopped at two or three different restaurants and had little bites to eat. So it was almost like what I really wanted was a food tour, but I really couldn't find one. So this sort of turned into a food tour. So we stopped a few times for that. And once we got done, we walked around the just outside the port area. Shopping is crazy there. So there were just tons of every store you can think of. So we shopped, bought t-shirts and that kind of stuff, and then got back on the ship and took advantage of it when most of the people weren't on.
Well, see, and that's the thing I found when I went to Aruba is everybody's always told me about the food offerings in Aruba. And I'm like, okay, well, I want to do a foodie tour. They don't really offer them. They do have some at night, but usually you're not in port in the evening because that's usually like your leaving point and you're heading for your out of town. Back in a couple of sea days. And so, yeah, that's what I was looking for, and I couldn't find anything. I even asked for a private tour. It just doesn't exist.
Yeah, and where all the resorts are, which I assume is where most of the restaurants are, is nowhere near the cruise port.
That's true.
That's a big island, and it's a long drive from where the cruise ships dock to get up to that other end. Yeah. So, yeah.
So what about Labadee? What'd you do there?
So on Labadee, we actually rented a beach bungalow up at Columbus Cove for the day. Yeah, I happened to be digging through Cruise Planner, and they had a like 50% off sale on it. So yeah, I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to grab that right now. So I did. Yeah, it was nice. It was right way down at the end of Columbus Cove. You could see the ship. You got plenty of shade. You basically have like a cabin attendant or a cabana attendant. So he would bring towels and drinks if you wanted them, floaties, pretty much anything you needed.
So you had your own butler too.
Basically, yeah. We had a pop-up cooler with bottles of water in it. So that was pretty nice. And if you're familiar with the Columbus Cove area, there's bathrooms and a food station over there for the lunch buffet. So it wasn't very far to walk either, which was nice. The only tough part is you have to walk what I call the gauntlet, which is through the local artisans.
The straw market, yeah.
Who harass you to no end. So, really? Yeah, it's like walk fast, don't make eye contact, don't take anything.
Don't, if they're handing you something, don't take it.
Yeah. Oh, it's free. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I don't remember Labadee very well. We did that on one of our, when we did the Harmony connection.
Oh, my kids remember it, and it shall go down in infamy.
Oh, okay. Did they zip line?
Yeah, that was
something?
Up the other side.
No, so they were little. They were, I mean, Alex, I want to say she was probably 4. And Connor was probably 6, 7, 8, so, something like
so
that.
So this is a core memory.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So we left them in the kids club. Well, the kids club basically relocated them. They have an area of kids area. While Jeff and I went and did an excursion, and there was no shade.
Oh.
And it was basically a giant sand pit. And they were fried after 3 hours of sitting in, you know, the giant reflecting sand pit. Oh, yeah. They were not happy with us. It's like,
wow.
We really
hopefully
didn't
that's
know,
gotten different.
You know, so I now warn all of my clients that, you know, if you're going to go on an excursion, take your kids with you.
Yeah.
As much as they will be uncomfortable or they will hate it or whatever, it's better than leaving them in the sand pit where there's no shade.
In the Caribbean, yeah.
In the Caribbean, yes.
Oh, poor kids. You're terrible. Just kidding.
So.
That sucks. So talk about your dining. You said you upgraded to the dining, one of the specialty dining plans?
Yeah, so when I was first looking at the cruise and Cruise Planner, they didn't have any dining packages. So first I ended up booking Chops in Giovanni's. And then all of a sudden, a few months later, I noticed the 3-night package. So I quickly signed up for that and canceled the other two reservations. So we had the 3-nighter. So we ended up doing Giovanni's Italian Kitchen, Chops Grill, and Wonderland.
Nice. And how did everybody like it?
Specialty dining is still fantastic on Royal. The food and the service is always excellent. If it wasn't so expensive, I'd just do the unlimited one and go, you know, specialty dining every single night.
Did you guys like Wonderland? I mean, I know we did Wonderland together back when we first did our first, like, that Harmony cruise. But I know, like, you kind of have this reputation of being, like, the super taster who doesn't really like the funky food.
Yeah, and I don't know why. This was my third time at Wonderland, actually.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah. So
the menu hasn't changed. It's still pretty much the same. So yeah. I had, so I knew what to expect and I knew what parts I was going to like and didn't like. So,
yeah.
We were kind of surprised about the girls because they're each a little quirky in their food likes and dislikes. So, but no, they all really enjoyed it. It was a great meal. Yeah. Service was amazing.
So for, I guess we should give a recap about what Wonderland's all about for people who don't know.
Yeah, so Wonderland's kind of a culinary journey that's sort of based around
going down the rabbit hole.
Going down the rabbit hole. Yep. So there's tables and chairs all set on the ceiling upside down and. Yeah, it's just a very
odd. Very neat space. Mm-hmm.
It is, although I will say the space on Harmony that we went in is far superior than the ones on Odyssey.
Okay.
Because you have those glass windows that look out over Boardwalk, which was really nice, and the kitchen was open, which it's not on the Quantum class, because I've done it twice, and they're both pretty set up the same way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I would say the Oasis Wonderlands are a little bit better just in decor and layout, but the food was equally good on all three.
But there's a lot of deconstructed things.
Lots.
So they basically, I remember that they had the deconstructed tomato.
Yep. Was it a Capriccio salad? Yeah, they had a tomato that really wasn't a tomato, and the olives that aren't olives.
Right.
Yeah. So, I knew what was what, and already going into it, so I knew what I was going to like. Although some of the stuff that I didn't really like previously, I liked this time. They had a test tube that had some kind of water in it, and it had some foam, and the idea was you shake it all up and drink it real fast, and it would taste like what is that supposed to taste like? It had a tomato flavor. I can't remember what they were deconstructing.
Yeah, it was tomato water.
Yeah.
They basically pressed the tomato and basically got all the water out of it. Yeah. It's tomato water. And it's I expected it to taste like tomato juice, and it didn't. It tasted like tomato water.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was pretty good. We each had a different, I think everybody ordered a different entree. Not to split. It was just worked out that way. Everybody liked something different. So we did share a little bit. So everybody got a taste of everything. And then when we were all done, he came back and he said, is there anything you liked that you want more of? Okay, yeah, bring some more of those smoked deviled eggs.
Yeah.
Nice. See, and that's the thing I love, I really do like about Royal is they're not stingy with their meals. Now they've become that way with the lobster, but even if you pay for the specialty dining, if you want two porterhouses, they're going to give you two porterhouses.
Yeah.
That you can't say that about some other lines. So that is one thing that I give a kudos to Royal for.
Yeah. So, we ordered a couple extra things, and we definitely didn't walk out of there hungry.
Nice.
Yep.
Anything else you'd like to add?
So it was a couple other things. One, we ordered, and I've seen it before, is the water package. So in addition to, you know, all your beverage packages, you can actually order bottled water for your room. So, okay, it's a 12-pack of water. It's like $24. And I'm thinking, yeah, all right, I'm going to blow through that in the first couple of days. They're not 12-ounce bottles of water. They're full 1-liter bottles. No. So I had 12 1-liter bottles of Evian sitting in the room, and we almost struggled to drink them all by the end of the cruise.
Well, I'm curious, though, because they're trying to get away from single-use plastics. So, but they're still doing water bottles instead of water, like, cartons?
Well, yeah, plastic water bottles.
Oh, was it plastic?
These were plastic. Evian. Yep. Oh,
interesting.
Yep. But for the cost, I thought that was a really good deal if you're a water drinker. My wife doesn't get the soda package because she doesn't like all the sweet stuff. So the water actually worked out really well. So,
yeah,
if you're a big water drinker and you don't want to get the beverage package and includes the bottle of water, get this because it was a pretty good deal.
Okay.
And then entertainment. There were three shows, I guess you would call it, you know, production shows. The first one was The Effectors. Have either one of you seen this?
I've seen The Effectors 2 on The Wonder of the Seas. So it's okay. Like the sequel.
The performers were amazing. Mm-hmm. The story itself, I have no idea what was going on through half of the show.
Royal Caribbean.
Yes.
If you're going to do a musical show, cool. But if you're going to put a story to it, you need to have some dialogue to explain what's going on. It was just one musical number after another. And when I'm looking at the kids and they're looking at me, I'm like, I have no idea what they're doing. So I don't know who greenlit that, but yeah, so back to the drawing board.
It's like their own superhero franchise, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was cool and on The Wonder. I mean, like they had the special effects were just out of this world.
Yep, the performers, special effects, music, all that was great. It was just the story was non-existent. So, yeah. I know.
I actually love that about Royal Caribbean. So funny.
Well, then the second show is Showgirl, which was just what you expect. It's like a Vegas Showgirl type production. So,
okay.
Great show, singing, dancing. Yep, no issues with that. That was really good. And then the one in the, is it Circle 270, I think, on the back of the ship?
Right, that space that's...
Yeah, that's I like that lounge.
They had a show called The Book. We made reservations for it at 7:30. And then dining the first couple of nights in the main dining room was just really slow. So, I mean, we haven't even got dessert yet, and it was already 7:15. So I just logged onto the app and canceled it, figuring I'd get it for one of the other shows later in the week. And there was never any spots available, so we had never ended up making it. So I can't tell you how that was, but that was pretty much it. Port stops were great. The number of sea days and everything in between was perfect. We absolutely love that. I just, realized that I guess I'm an Oasis class kind of guy and bigger is better.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one because I think the smaller ships, you feel more movement. And those monster ships, then I don't feel the ship rocking.
Yeah. And there's no Studio B, so they have no ice skating shows. Of course, you know, there's no aqua theater, so there's none of that. They don't have miniature golf. So we at times kind of struggled to find something to do. There just wasn't a whole lot.
Do they have the North Star or the iFly on this one?
They have both.
Okay.
So iFly obviously is an extra charge, and I don't think that I fit into the weight classification for iFly.
No, I probably
won't. And, you know, with neck surgery, I probably shouldn't be doing that kind of stuff anyway. But, so they do have that. Cool. And North Star, yeah, you know how it is. It holds a few people, and there's hundreds of people that want to do it, and there's always a big line. So I've been on that class of ship twice and still have not yet done North Star.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. So on behalf of Sandy, George, and myself, Donna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.